an Israeli minister has warned that the southern suburbs of Beirut could face devastation similar to that seen in Gaza. The statement follows rising tensions between Israel and the Iran-backed group Hezbollah. Israeli officials say rocket attacks from southern Lebanon have intensified in recent days. Lebanese authorities and humanitarian groups have expressed deep concern about the potential consequences for civilians if the conflict expands further. International calls for restraint are growing as fears mount that the fighting could widen across the region. In the United States, President Donald Trump has announced the dismissal of his Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem. The White House says the decision comes amid disagreements over immigration policy and border enforcement. No further details have been released about her replacement. The Department of Homeland Security plays a central role in managing U.S. border control, national security, and disaster response. In West Africa, at least 15 soldiers have been killed in an attack on a military position in northern Benin. Authorities say the assault was carried out by fighters linked to the jihadist group Jamaat Nusrat al-Islam wal-Muslimin, often known as JNIM. The group is affiliated with extremist networks operating across the Sahel region. The attack highlights growing security concerns in northern Benin, where militant groups have increasingly crossed borders from neighboring countries. In football, Walid Regragui has stepped down as head coach of the Morocco national football team. He will be replaced by Mohamed Wahbi. Regragui gained international recognition after leading Morocco to a historic run during the World Cup. Football authorities say the change marks a new chapter as the team prepares for upcoming international competitions. In the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the Minister of Sports, Didier Boudimbountou-Bouanga, is facing growing political pressure. The controversy follows the opening of an investigation by prosecutors in Monaco regarding a partnership between the Congolese government and the football club AS Monaco. The complaint was filed by two Congolese citizens living in France. Several members of parliament in Kinshasa now say they plan to submit a motion of no confidence against the minister. Critics say there is a lack of transparency regarding the financial commitments involved in the agreement. Cloudy tonight with occasional light rain, temperatures around 7 degrees Celsius, with cooler conditions expected overnight. That's the news from Nekof Radio. More updates at the top of the hour.
Beaucoup de gens passent leur temps à essayer de deviner l'avenir. Que va-t-il se passer? L'économie va-t-elle changer? Le monde va-t-il s'améliorer? Mais le grand penseur du management Peter Drucker disait quelque chose de très simple. La meilleure façon de prédire l'avenir, c'est de le créer. Créer l'avenir, cela veut dire quoi? Cela veut dire arrêter d'attendre. Arrêtez de regarder les autres réussir. Arrêtez de penser que quelqu'un viendra changer ta vie. L'avenir ne se devine pas. Il se construit. Il se construit quand tu apprends une nouvelle compétence, quand tu lances un projet, quand tu aides quelqu'un à avancer. Chaque petite action que tu fais aujourd'hui est une brique pour demain. Alors pose-toi une question. Est-ce que je regarde l'avenir ou est-ce que je le construis? Parce que ceux qui changent le monde ne sont pas ceux qui attendent. Ce sont ceux qui commencent maintenant.